From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1049th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ray Price.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. Coming back to stay. With hopeful heart, I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Ray Price from one of his latest Columbia records, Heartaches for the Number. Thank you, Ray, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Say, boy, it's been several weeks since you were here with us at the old Ryman.
Yes, it has, Grant, and it's been too long. But, you know, I've been out over the country, and I just couldn't get here.
Well, we're glad you're back, and I just want to say that you sure lined up a good show for us tonight. There's our Grand Ole Opry regulars, June Carter and Archie Campbell. Then we got Chet Atkins and Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And as our special guests, those two wonderful singers and entertainers, the Wilburn Brothers.
Yes, sir, Grant. We'll be hearing from the Wilburn Brothers in just a few minutes. But right now it's time for some funny business. And just about the funniest man I've ever seen is right here waiting to come on. So let's have a great big welcome for our good friend, Archie Campbell.
Thank you, Ray. And friends, before we go any further, Chet Atkins asked me to make a very important announcement tonight. Now, he's a specialist on this sound, you know, stereophonic and so forth. This coming week is National Hi-Fi Week. National Hi-Fi Week. So if any of you folks see a hi-fi, that is, be sure and say hi to it. Yeah, I found that enough.
Tell you, Archie, is that the best you can do?
I've been sick, Ray.
Yeah. Well, how's your wife?
She's in the hospital, thank you.
She is?
Yeah, she is.
What happened?
Well, she's all the time of helping me drive. We was out driving in the car yesterday, and she'd been driving from that back seat all the time, and we come to this railroad track, and I just pulled the car up on it, pulled the front end on off, and left the back end where she was sitting there. There's a train, thank you, there's a train coming, and she said, get this thing off the track, there's a train coming. I says, well, I've got my end off, let's see how you can do with the rear end. Is that telling her?
That's a good one, but you know you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Archie. Don't you remember your wedding vows?
I sure do. I remember that preacher saying, wilt thou? And that's the day I wilted, brother.
You know, Archie, you promised to take her for better or worse.
How's that?
I said, you promised to take her for better or worse.
Yeah, I know, but she's worse than I took her for. On top of that, she took me for all I was worth, too.
You mean she likes money?
Money? That's all I can hear from morning till night is money, money, money. First she wants $25, then she wants $50.
Well, tell me, what does she do with all that money?
I don't know. I don't ever give her any.
Well, you know, Archie, really, what, you're probably a poor manager.
Yeah, probably am.
That's what you are. Let me try you on a little arithmetic.
Do that.
All right. Now, suppose you had $60 in one pocket.
$60 in one pocket.
And $40 in the other pocket.
Yeah.
What would you have?
$60 in one pocket, $40 in the other.
That's right.
I'd have on somebody else's britches.
No, now, let's get serious, Archie. Look, suppose you loan June Carter $200.
$200.
Yeah. And she promised to pay you back $10 a week.
Yeah.
At the end of 10 weeks, how much would she owe you?
Give her $200,
that's
and
right.
She pays me back $10 a week. At the end of 10 weeks, how much would she still owe me? She'd owe me
$190. $190?
Yeah.
Well, now, Archie, I can see right now you don't know anything about arithmetic.
I can see right now that you don't know anything about June Carter either.
Well, you know, after all, Archie, money ain't everything. Money won't buy happiness.
Money won't buy happiness, but I'll tell you one thing. If you've got enough of it, you can suffer a pretty good brand of misery.
Hey, by the way, Archie.
Yeah.
Confidentially, see those two gals sitting right down there?
The two right there, yeah. I've been looking at them all.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah. Well, one of them's my wife, and the other's my girlfriend.
You old dog. You mean one of them is your wife and the other's your girlfriend?
That's right.
You know, that's a strange thing. I was just going to tell you about them same two women. One of them is my wife and the other one is small world, ain't
it? Archie Campbell, the pride of Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Thank you, Archie, for being with us this evening. But now turning, as the poets say, from the ridiculous to the sublime, it's time we heard from our guests. So let's have a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for the Wilburn Brothers.
Yes, sir. Come on in here, boys. We can talk to you. You know, you Wilburn Brothers are just as welcome on the show as a cold drink of spring water to a thirsty man.
Well, thank you, Ray. I can't think of any place we'd rather be than right here on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I know what you mean, Doyle. Teddy, how you been?
Oh, just fine, Ray.
Say, Ray tells me that you boys have a new song that looks mighty like a winner.
We hope so, Grant. Just hope that everybody will like this one here just a little bit.
Well, how about singing it for us now, folks, so we can judge for ourselves. Here they are, neighbors, the Wilburn Brothers, with their big new Decca record, A Woman's Intuition.
It's a woman's intuition that arouses her suspicion, and you never know what goes on in her mind. It's a woman's intuition that tells her something. Missing. You can bet that she'll be right most every time.
A song was written long ago about a girl named Frankie and her beau. It seems she thought her Johnny was a cheat. And so she set a little trap, caught Nellie Bly on Johnny's lap. Now daisies grow around his head and feet.
It's a woman's intuition that arouses her suspicion, and you never know what goes on in her mind. It's a woman's intuition that tells her something's missing. You can bet that she'll be right most every time.
There was a boy named Billy Joe. His mother begged him not to go, and now he's sleeping 6 feet underground. She tried to warn him sweet and nice, but he would not take her advice, cause he just had to take his guns to town.
It's a woman's intuition that arouses her suspicion, and you never know what goes on in her mind. It's a woman's intuition that tells her something's missing. You can bet that she'll be right most every time.
Hey, Ray, they tell me you just got back from covering a lot of country. How was business?
Well, it was real great, Grant. And you know something? I never knew that there was so many good friends of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It seemed like everybody was a PA fan.
Well, not everybody, Ray, but quite a number. Prince Albert's got that mild and mellow flavor that smokers like.
That smooth and easy-going taste that's so satisfying to pipe smokers as well as roll your own fans.
Yeah, and it's just like we always say, Grant, the proof is in the puffing. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
Always fresh, too, Ray, because PA sells the fastest. It naturally moves the freshest off the shelves to you.
And Grant, crimp cut PA burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots.
So smokers, if you haven't tried Prince Albert, may I suggest that you do so soon? You'll be glad you did. That's Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Time, neighbors. Here's Tommy Jackson, along with Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, do the honors of the tune of Bill Cheatham. Here's Jimmy Self to call.
Calling up the circle, let they listen to the fire. Then the birthday child, let them work up that throw hop in. And the four in the middle of four, two little ladies, go, two, go, check on the bill, break it, go, granny, we know, right? Good birthday, say, now, go, granny, we know, right? No, kind of. All end up in circle, left face, bird cage all flipping, bird cage all hopping. And you pull the middle of the two little ladies go. Change the bird, 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 and all the little birds pray. Now you men don't be on deck, your partner's running home. All round, take them down, let them take the charge down. That's all, run, 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 night.
Thank you, friends. We hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. And right now, we hope to do an old hymn that we hope you'll enjoy with the aid of that wonderful singing group, the Jordanaires, an old favorite of mine, the Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame, where the dearest and best of the world that was right, where the world of lost sinners was slain. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trope is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
wonderful, Ray. Thanks so much. But now it's time for one of our featured performers all across America. And folks have nicknamed this fellow Mr. Guitar. I'm talking about Chet Atkins as he plays White Silver Sands.
Ray, you get better every week.
He sure does. Grant, you know something? We've got somebody else on the show tonight who gets better every week. I'm talking about my own special gal friend, June Carter.
Thank you just a whole lot. I'm glad to get to be on this show with Ray, because you see, I was on the road with Ray all this last week. We was out through yonder riding on one of them buses, and that's all we done was, it was Friday to Monday, just ride. Boy, did I have a weekend. Ray was a driver. Have you? You ought to see him on that bus. He wears a big old 10-gallon cowboy hat on his head and drives that bus. He buys everybody a 10-gallon hat, but I had trouble with mine. It wouldn't fit my 11-gallon head. Everybody sleeps on the bus, too. They got bunks for everybody to sleep in. I slept there last night on that bus. I went to bed, I guess, it's between 7 and 9 last night. And that's just too many people in one bed now, friends. It's too many. I had shooting pains, Ray. I've had shooting pains all over me since I've been on that bus. I had shooting pains in my head, shooting pains in my arm, in my knees, in my elbows. I've just had shooting pains all over me.
Well, tell me, June, have you still got those shooting pains?
No, I don't have them right now, but I'll have them again in a minute. They just went out to reload someplace, I think. They've got a little old restroom on that bus. You know, is it little, in the back of the bus, place where you go back there and rest. And I went back there, and there was a lot of girls on that bus, and Ray was up there driving the bus, and me, I was back there washing my face, and I had it all soaped up, you know. And he rounded a curve with that bus, and the lights went out on the thing, and my face slipped out of my hands into somebody else's. And I looked around and I said, "Pardon me, ma'am, but I think that's my face you're washing." And she said, "Well," said, "somebody else must have mine then, because the one I'm washing's been a-talking, and I ain't said a word in 5 minutes. I wrote a poem about it, and I like to say it for y'all, if it's all right. It'll take me but a minute. It goes this way. I grabbed the face, 'twas by the nose, a minute for it to ponder. And as noses run, friends, that nose, it run away out yonder. This ain't my face, I said. I can tell by the mouth that it ain't a singer. And as I said them words of wisdom, that mouth bit me on the finger.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's PA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin. And you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
And now it's time we heard once more from our guests. So here they are, the Wilburn Brothers, with another of their great DECA records, Somebody's Back in Town. Fellas.
I just heard the saddest news, somebody's back in town. And I know just what he's gonna do. He'll pick up where he left off his last time.
Sir, Teddy, and all the Wilburn brothers, thank you, and thanks just a whole lot for helping us make this one of the biggest and best Grand Ole Operas ever.
Well, that's for sure, Ray, but now it's time we heard from another of our opera greats. It's Miss Del Wood at the piano with her latest RCA Victor record, The Gizmo Rag. Thank you, Dale. That was great. But now, Ray, I know you've got some big plans for the future, and before you sing, would you mind telling the folks about them?
Well, I'd be happy to, Grant. You know, next Friday night, we open in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with our good friend Roy Acuff and all the Smoky Mountain boys, along with Miss June Webb and Wilburn Brothers, Teddy and Doyle, which we're real proud to be with. Then, of course, Saturday night, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Sunday, we're in Grants, New Mexico. We want everybody out that way to come see us.
Sound like a great tour, Ray. Now, how about that song? Here he is, our star, Ray Price, with another of his new Columbia records, Under Your Spell Again.
Got me under your spell again. Saying those things again. Making me believe that you're just mine. Got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I gotta take you back just one more time. I swore the last time when you let me down that I wouldn't take you back if you came around. But I can't tell my heart what's right or wrong. And I've been so lonely since you've been gone. You've got me. thinking those things again. I gotta take you back just one more time. Tells me that I'm a fool, that I never should have put my faith in you. And way down deep inside, I guess I know it's true, but no one else can make me feel the way you do. You've got me under your spell again, saying those things. Just mine. You've got me dreaming those dreams again, thinking those things again. I gotta take you back just one more time.
Well, that's about all there is for tonight, neighbors. But before I go, I want to thank all of you for being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And to be sure and tell you to listen next week when Porter Wagner and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs will be putting on the show for you. And I'll guarantee you a real good one it'll be. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel!
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.